Okay, good morning. Good morning. We are Erev, the Erev of Yom Kippur. I'm not sure if there's yet a mitzvah to eat. Definitely tomorrow, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight is also a mitzvah to eat, but definitely tomorrow there's a mitzvah to eat. Whether it might be just a mitzvah to prepare for the fast, and others say, no. Where's your Sudas Yantif? Where's your Sudas Yantif for Yom Kippur? So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, your Sudas Yantif is eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We can't eat on Yom Kippur, but you can definitely do that beforehand. Our learning today and the entire week is sponsored by Bruce and Joanne Goldstein to commemorate the yahrzeit of on the 7th of Tishrei of Joanne's mother, Fega Bas Yosef, Mrs. Frances Kostrovitsky Furman. Got that right. Okay. Our learning today should serve as an eloy for her neshama. Big on Eidah Shamala. We've been learning the Sefer, our beautiful Sefer called Olam Amidos on Monday mornings. We're going to learn Olam Amidos, and then we're going to go to Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, which is in Yana Diyoma. So the Rambam writes here, the Olam Amidos, Rabbi Kesselbaum writes, that Valinu Ladas, Shatorah Mechayevas Meitano Torah Amidos, Shulamala Misichlam Shal Bnei Adam. The Torah obligates us, not just, and we discuss this, is it that, you know, we should be a good person, and that's independent of the Torah. We should be a good person because we are a citizen of the world. We're a citizen of the world, so we should act nicely, behave nicely, and where do we learn all of our morality from? Where should we learn our ethics from? Is it from the world, or is it from the Torah, right?
But if, and then, before the Torah, you had the seven mitzvahs of Noah told you.
Well, that was technically in the Torah, but you're right.
But it was before the Torah.
Every single person is obligated. Right. Actually, it's a big discussion. The Sheva Mitzvot of Noah, what are they? So many Rishonim feel that the reason why there are Sheva Mitzvot of Bnei Noah is to create a moral construct in all of society. And then we are obligated in more mitzvot. When we're, ritually, right? A non-Jew is not obligated to shake a lulav, right? They don't have to hear the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, of Tishrei, but where do we get our morality from? So he writes that the Torah obligates us to go one step further. It's not just enough to do what we need to do. The Torah obligates us more than what you would expect the average person to do. And he gives several different examples of this, and this is, again, in the frame of we are working on ourselves more than ever. We're always working on ourselves. We always can create new bridges, new opportunities for ourselves, and new ways to look at ourselves, new pathways. But obviously, we're in the middle of a Aseres Mechuvah. We are thinking about this more than ever. He writes, L'mashal, Im chavero eino noeg imo karoi, umevaze oso. If someone is not, you know, someone embarrasses you, someone is ignoring you, Im haynu choshvim shetzorech ligmo lo chesed. Is there an obligation then? No, then you find out, a few months later, this person embarrassed you publicly, and this person's going through a hard time. You know, and do you have an obligation to help him out? You have an obligation to, pass the money along to the tzedakah fund. You know, listen, I know my friend is going through a tough time right now. Pass it along to him. Or, lo aleinu, he's in the hospital, and am I obligated to visit him? Or ensure food, whatever it might be, obviously not in a way where there's going to be a confrontation, but what's the Torah say?
Is it all under the heading of Ahavtis Racha Kamocha?
You can argue Ahavtis Racha Kamocha, I shall love my friend as I love myself, right? I don't know. There's another mitzvah. The other,
you know, I interpret that for everybody.
Right.
Jew or non-Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told, no. Yacha.
Right.
I don't go that. I'm just saying, Ki b'tzelem elokim nivra adam.
Uh-huh.
We all created an image of God.
Yeah.
Have to go. So he doesn't keep this. It's not before you to keep this.
Right. Tzelem elokim is different. Tzelem elokim is different. Yeah.
Listen, don't you have to pasuk when you have the situation where the ladder breaks down and you have your enemy versus...
Yeah.
So you're obligated first to go to the person that's your enemy, no?
Exactly.
So it would seem that based on that posture.
Right, exactly. So Rabbi Kesman doesn't go there, but he goes to lo tikon velo titor. We have an obligation. We have a right to not take revenge or not bear a grudge. And the Chinuch writes, Klomar, nimnu milintor bilavavenu masha heralanu echam Yisrael. We are right obligated to not bear grudge against any single person, even if they've done badly against us. Even though at the moment we are so angry with them that we have made up in our mind that we're not going to do anything good to them ever again. Right? Logically, we would not say to do this. Why we would say, you know, they beat you up. They did. Oh, no. Obviously, there are extreme measures that we're not talking about. We're talking about the average give and take, masa matan, when it comes to individuals within the community. There are extreme scenarios where there might be an obligation to ignore an individual. That we're not talking about. Those are extremes.
Yeah, I actually had a question about
Yeah.
You know, like all these Moshe Oberstrom, I'm saying his name right?
Right. So, Claire, that's what I'm referring to. So when it comes to scenarios like that, when Aguna,
yeah,
so that's not... That's out of the scope of this. That they are... what they are doing is abuse. They are abusing... They are using halacha. It's called halachic abuse.
Uh-huh.
They're abusing their spouses by not giving them a get. And sometimes it gets to a point where they deserve to not go to shul. They earn the right that I won't let them into the shul. They not just get an aliyahs. That's discussed thousands of years ago in Chuvos. Don't give people like this aliyahs. But even further.
There's another case now. Michael Steinhardt. I mean, he's all over the newspapers about allegedly all these comments he made towards these women.
I don't know. That's so. Aguna is something. The organization that takes care that oversees this is called ORA. They do a lot of homework before they do anything, before they even stage the protest or the rally. That's the only part that we hear about publicly. They do a lot of things behind the scenes. They don't want this to get public. They don't want this for hundreds of people to go and protest at someone's place of work or someone's home. They don't want to get there because they want to do it behind the scenes, because that ultimately it's not good for the Jews if we do this publicly. But it unfortunately has to get there sometimes. What?
What about
the alma mater?
What's going on?
So that's out of the scope. Those are the extreme scenarios over here. And then he continues and says, Evid Ivri, right? Sometimes someone becomes so destitute, so despondent to the extreme where they need to be sold into slavery. And okay, so you have an Evid, right? Right? You're a Jewish slave. So the Torah says very, very clearly, Ki tov lo imach, you have to take care of them. You have to do tov to them. What does it mean, tov to them? So the Gemara says, imcha b'maicham, imcha b'mishta. They sit at your table. They don't sit in the slaves' quarters. They don't sit, get a different dinner than you get, right? Right, at the weddings, right? The kids get the chicken nuggets. They don't get the chicken nuggets and the french fries. That's what I always want at the dinners. I don't want this fancy stuff, right? So I trade with my daughters. So, he's eating one type of bread, you're eating a different type of bread. No. Listen to this. Ata shosa yayin yashan, v'hu shosa yayin chadash. You're having the fancy wine, he's having the less expensive wine. No. The Gemara says that ki tov lo imach, the Torah demands of us, expects of us, that if we have an evet in our midst, then we are obligated to give them what we have. Right, you have a Sealy Posturepedic bed, with the remote control that pushes it up and down and everything else. Then they get the same thing. And if you only have one, the Gemara says they get it, not you. Okay, that's
you go one step further. You have only one pillow. You have to give it to the slave.
Yeah. And then he says the following: Yisera Misa, even greater. Harichayv Adam Lidamos Laboro Kmo Shomer Chazal. Right, we're obligated to emulate God. Mahu Chanav Rachum, right? Afata Haya Chanav Rachum. Just like he is merciful and compassionate, so too we must be merciful and compassionate. Hainu midas asavlano shel Hashem. What do you see from this? That Hashem is patient.
He also rules with din. So when do we get to say, I can give this guy tough love?
So it's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
So I think there is that also. right? But we need to know when we need to invoke which one, right? Tough love is important, especially when it comes to parenting. A parent is not a friend, right? A parent is not a friend to their children. A parent needs to say no, right? Compassion sometimes means saying no to a child. My children, right, wanna eat, you know, Reese's peanut butter cups all day long. So like, listen, I do also, but it's just not good. It's very good, but it's just not healthy. It's not healthy. So we have to say, right, if we don't say no right now, parenting is for the long run, right? Sometimes, you know, giving chizuk to our spouses, you know, and telling them and being honest with them. Who else is going to be honest with our spouse if not for us, right? So sometimes that's very, very important. And Akash Baruch Hu does that to us all the time too. So we need to know when we invoke which one. But he says, based on this, that Hashem is patient. Who is he patient with? He's patient with us. Shesove albono mashalo yichileu harayon.
Erech apayim.
Right, erech apayim. Right, I want to say it over and over and over again, all throughout Yom Kippur. Hashem is erech apayim. Hashem is patient. Hashem is patient with us. Right?
So we're supposed to give people the benefit of the doubt, it sounds like.
We are definitely obligated to give people the benefit of the doubt. But we see from here is that Hashem, what the Torah is telling us is that we need, like, the Torah is giving us a roadmap to how to act. And how to act is not just, you know, instinctive. It's something that, you know, needs to be worked on and toiled with and developed throughout our life. It's not, it's different than the way that, I would say, the rest of the world, you know, may look at it. I'm not saying wonderful people, just a different way to look at it. We have the Torah as our guidebook as to how to learn all of those very special midos.
I heard a good